AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Abortion rights could be on the ballot in the fall in Michigan. A record number of signatures were received for a question about abortion rights. Leslie Matthews is with the group Michigan United.
The Supreme Court literally snatched my breath out of my body. I was confused, and now I am mad as hell. And you know what they say. Hell has no fury like a woman scorned.
Michigan is among several states with a pre-Roe abortion law that was set to take effect if Roe versus Wade was overturned. However, a judge in Michigan issued an injunction that temporarily blocked it. While the White House is celebrating the passage of a gun violence bill, it's facing pushback from gun control advocates and families of victims of gun violence. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
As President Biden said, the bill represented real progress.
Sit down, you'll hear what I have to say.
He was interrupted on the South Lawn by Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was killed at a Florida high school.
I've been trying to tell you this for years.
Let him talk.
Just before security led Oliver away. Some gun control advocacy groups say while the bill is historic, it's also the bare minimum. Guns Down America's chief says the president has not met the moment and is instead acting like a bystander. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal judge has declined to delay the upcoming trial of Steve Bannon, an advisor to former President Donald Trump, who faces contempt charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Bannon is now telling the committee he is prepared to testify. The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street. Stocks are lower. This is AP News. Contenders to replace outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are lining up.
An 11th candidate has entered the running to become Prime Minister, little-known minister Rehman Chisti. Chisti is up against more heavyweight contenders such as Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, Treasury Chief Nedim Sahawi, and former Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Jeremy Hunt. The new leader will be chosen in a two-stage election. British politics analyst Tony Travers believes many candidates aren't actually vying for the top job.
It's a mixture of some who genuinely think they can win or want to win and think they can win, and others who are positioning themselves, wanting to show they have a support base so they get a reasonable chance of a position in a future cabinet.
The current favourite is Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak, who already has the backing of more than three dozen lawmakers. I'm Karen Chamas.
London's Heathrow Airport apologised to passengers whose travels were disrupted by staff shortages and warned it may ask airlines to cut more flights. Ed Donahue, AP News.